Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
He's always mistakenly British.
Tea crumpets.
Cheerio.
But he's really a Canuck. Known on all 7 continents.
Oh, I know who you are.
America's undocumented anchorman. He's a recording star and a TV star. Tuesdays, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, presents Mark Stein.
And ladies and gentlemen, in this the year of the Jubilee, we have our own Jubilee going. It happens every Tuesday right here with America's undocumented anchorman, our friendly Canadian advisor. and we're going to need some advice today because that boy prime minister up there has been acting up again. it is Mark Stein. Mark, how are you?
I can't believe you just said breast case scenario.
Yes, it was.
Because if we'd scripted it and we were doing a comedy sketch, all the rewrite guys would say, oh, no, breast case scenario. Come on. No one says something like that accidentally. And you just did.
Yes,
it's
I
fantastic.
Did.
Fantastic.
But, Mark, seriously, what kind of woman calculates, okay, I have an app. First of all, who makes the app? I'm going to make an app. So you have two, I take it they must be women, sitting with 2 or 3 women sitting in the basement somewhere, they're tired of doing laundry, and they're like, you know what? I'm sick and tired of breastfeeding. We need an app to figure out how long we women have to spend breastfeeding. The other woman, that's a great idea. Let's make an app.
I think you're all wrong there. I would bet that this app was created by 2 or 3 of the many thousands of lactating men there are in America. In America today. Yeah, this whole idea that it's women who breastfeed, it just seems very 20th century to me. Now, most of the breastfeeding that's going on is by these legions of lactating men who are stepping up to fill the demand caused by the lack of formula milk. So,
all right,
God
so
bless
me,
you.
Let me revise and extend my remarks then. What kind of man or woman would sit and calculate the time that they have to spend breastfeeding their offspring?
Well, I would say that's what what's the internet thing they call it? First world problems. You know, this is something that people have just done for thousands of years, and now both men and women can do it. So that's a cause for celebration. We got this war in Ukraine. We've got economic devastation. Oh yeah, but it doesn't compare to me. I just transitioned last week, and I thought I'd really like being a lactating man, but it's beginning to get to me, and I've had enough of it. It's people are never happy.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Well, I'll tell you one thing I'm not happy with, and Donald Trump isn't happy with. I can't say that it really shocks me beyond belief, and that's the Sussman verdict. The guy admitted, he goes to the FBI, he says, I'm not representing any client, I'm just here on my own. Later, of course, even the FBI acknowledges that was a lie. It was a lie. He was lying to us.
Yeah.
Okay? Even the FBI. Yes, he lied to us. Okay? Then we find out that Hillary, dare I say it again, that Hillary Rodham Clinton has been fingered for the crime of putting together all this misinformation to spread about Donald Trump. And then the jury gets all of this. All of this, and they come back and they say, not guilty, not guilty. Nope, he didn't do it. We didn't see anybody do it. Can't prove he did it. Can't prove he did it. What the hell, Mark?
Well, you're in the District of Columbia, so you know that the jury is going to be 11 Democrats, And then the 12th one will be a member of the Revolutionary Marxist Socialist Party. That's how it works. And you also know, because I think I started doing this when I was filling in for Rush, when people would say, oh, don't worry, the Durham report will be coming. So this was like 2 years into the Trump, the Durham report. And I started doing this, the Durham report is going to, John, the Durham report. And I said, look, there's no equality before the law in America. If you're just some schlub who happened to be in town on January the 6th, you're sitting in solitary confinement right now and you still haven't got a trial date. If you're a high-ranking Democrat from a famously Democrat law firm, you skate. I mean, this whole case testifies to just what a dirty, stinking, rotten, corrupt system federal justice is. This judge in this case worked on Obama's 2008 transition team. So, in other words, you have a case. You have a case that is essentially about the corruption of the peaceful transfer of power, as everybody says. And we have a judge who worked for the other side on the peaceful transfer of power presiding over the case. This whole thing was... And by the way, when you say you weren't surprised, you ought to be surprised, because in the normal course of events, the federal prosecutors win 97% of their cases without even having to go to trial. They just squash the guy until he settles. If they do go to trial, they win 99% of their cases. So Durham is very unusual. He's a federal prosecutor who's just lost a case. Oh, how did that happen? Oh, well, that's because... the case was about someone who works for Hillary Clinton. Oh, okay, so they were all big-shot Democrats, so that's why the guy lost the case. It's a corrupt, lousy racket, and it doesn't say anything good about what Durham's been doing for the last 27 years he's been investigating this thing.
Well, I'll tell you what this represents to me, Mark. It represents that the judicial system is vaxxed. They all have the Clinton immunity vax, no matter what Hillary Clinton has done. And this goes all the way back to Arkansas. This goes all the way back to the Whitewater dealings, which have no one really understood the complexity of that. But it was a clear land fraud case. It was just hey, have I got a piece of land for you?
Yeah.
And then so you go through that. You go all the way up through her career, the Clinton Foundation. All of the money that went in and out of the Clinton Foundation that it's never been truly audited or accounted for. You go through the lies that were told about Benghazi and her service. You go through her with the servers, which she believed should have been wiped down, that were in her basement and somewhere else. A clear violation. This is not even arguable. A clear violation of federal law. It's not arguable. And now this one. And she, this woman... I mean, they're all vaccinated. It's the Clinton immunity vax. You know, Donald Trump took a lot of grief from saying that he could walk on the street, shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, and get away with it. Mm. Wrong person. Hillary Clinton could do that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're absolutely right. I love it when you people who don't like the Ukraine war, and they say, oh, well, you know, Ukraine is a very corrupt country. And I always think, you're American. What the hell are you on about? You have people here. Hillary Clinton, no. I mean, if you're just some schlub, some nobody who put on a MAGA hat and went to Washington, D.C. on January the 6th, they've got you. But if you're Hillary, you're right about the Clinton founder. Everyone thinks, oh, that's what a great scam. We've found some Kazakh oligarch who's willing to pay the Clinton Foundation $4 million to hear a speech by Chelsea Clinton on diarrhea in Africa. And of that $4 million, $3,999,027 goes to Bill and Hillary for expenses. And there's 73 cents that we, or whatever it is, that goes to diarrhea in Africa. And everyone says, yes, what's your problem with that? You know, So the but it isn't actually funny. And I my advice, I've said this ever since my friend and Rush's friend Conrad Black got caught up in all this a decade or so back. I said to Conrad, you know, if you get in once the federal government of the United States, the dirty, rotten, stinking, corrupt Department of Justice is after you, I said, come to my place. I'll throw a tarp over you, stick you in the back of my truck, drive you across the border. We'll take a fishing smack to the French islands of Saint-Pierre and Miquelon, just off the coast of Newfoundland, and I'll put you on a plane, and you can fly off to exile anywhere you like. I don't care whether it's Venezuela or Slovakia or Tajikistan or Papua New Guinea. But if you stay here and you go into court against the dirty, stinking, rotten, corrupt Department of Justice, you're going to lose. And the only people who don't lose, who doesn't lose? Oh, it's a Democrat lawyer called Michael Sussman. He lied to the FBI, for which everybody else goes to prison. One of John Durham's mistakes was to argue that the lie was material, because most of the FBI witnesses were just sort of laughing at him, because their whole thing, the FBI, which is totally corrupt and should be abolished, they all wanted to get Donald Trump too. And so they didn't. They knew Michael Sussman was working for Hillary. They didn't care whether the he had anything genuine on him, because if he'd walked in and he'd said Donald J. Trump in the Trump Tower at night, he drinks the blood of 7-year-old boys who Corey Lewandowski supplies from some farm in northern New Hampshire, the FBI would have said, oh, you're right. Let's go to the FISA court and get a warrant. They didn't. The whole thing, it's actually very disquieting, because it doesn't matter what else do you have if you don't have equality before the law. If you don't have equality before the law, you're turning into what the President Trump famously called bleep hole countries, because it's absolutely disgusting, this thing.
Yeah, well, let's talk about another country that might be turning into one of those bleak hole countries, and that would be your homeland. That would be up north. Okay, your boy Prime Minister, Mr. Trudeau, has announced legislation. He says enough is enough. We've got enough gun owners here in Canada now. I'm going to put a freeze on it. No more. No more guns for you. And especially, we're going to buy back some of those assault weapons that we hate so much. I mean, here Whoopi Goldberg is saying, hey, she's just going to take them. Whoopi at least says you can keep your other guns, just give me your AR-15. Your guy, Trudeau's like, oh, hell no. We're going to buy back the guns and no more guns for you people.
Yeah, well, I think actually this is, he's gotten to the nub of it. If you take this in connection with the Texas school shooting, people say nobody needs guns in a civilized society because you just call the police and they show up and take care of the problem. In Texas, they stood around in the corridor. I can't even believe I'm saying this. They stood around in the corridor outside the classroom listening to the guy on the other side of the door shooting kids for over an hour.
Right.
And people understand all across the Western world, everything's going to the baby milk formula is part of the same thing. Basic items you can't get anymore. Everything is falling apart. When everything is falling apart and things that would have seemed ludicrous a couple of years ago, oh, there's going to be a terrible baby milk shortage in America, and baby milk will have to be flown in from Germany on military planes like some great kind of reverse lactating Berlin airlift, is completely preposterous. So when the world is going to hell, are you going to give up your guns? No. Because, I mean, I'm not a particularly gun kind of guy, not like a lot of people on the conservative movement, but I ever since the COVID, I took to driving around with my glove box packing just because the world is crazy. And when the world is crazy, you want to make sure you have ammo just in case the craziness comes for you.
Oh, Mark, that's all the time we have, sadly. I could listen to you all day, man. You're incredible. Mark Stein, tell everybody quickly where they can get you. Well, I'll tell them. No, you tell them.
Well, you can see my show, gbnews.uk. You can see it live or on tape, whatever your fancy is, over at that website. And you can follow the rest of the stuff I do at Stein Online.
And he is kicking butt on that TV show, folks. It is, you have to see it. It is Mark at his best. Amazing. Thank you, Mark. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
Thanks a lot, James.
Mark Stein, America's Undocumented Anchorman. We're coming back on WABC Talk Radio 77, WABC Worldwide, right after this.
Rush. This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Bo Snerdly.
On 77 WABC.